At 100 select movie theaters across the country today, if you visit one of them, you will hear this sound. It's the sound of sputtering from an old film projector. And if you look outside the porthole, you'll see on screen Kurt Russell and Samuel L. Jackson, huge, and talking in a familiar-sounding way.
Banging desperate men in alive is a good way to get yourself dead.
You can't catch me sleeping if I don't close my eyes.
I don't want to work that hard.
This might be familiar to you because this is from a Quentin Tarantino movie, The Hateful Eight. It's being screened in 70mm film. NPR's Andrew Limbong explains why this film format still has followers in these days of digital.
This is what it sounds like when three guys with decades of projection experience look at a print of The Hateful Eight in 70mm.
Boy, that's going to look really nice out on that screen, man. Whoa.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
It's a tempered enthusiasm. I'm in the projection room at the AFI Silver, just outside of Washington, D.C., with Mike Marini, Michael Lupus, and Dave Hogue. Their projectionist here, Mike Lupus, is running the reel. You can hear him graze the side of the print with his fingers. He's checking for nicks, bumps, anything weird, because
it could jam or it could catch on the side and just pull the whole slice of film right down the center.
Which would not be good, especially for a movie this size. Before theaters made the move to digital, the standard size of a film print was 35mm, about the length of a wine cork. You widen that, and you get a higher resolution picture, which can be shown on a bigger, wider screen. Thing is, movies haven't been shown in 70mm on this scale in decades, not since the era of Ben-Hur. All of the equipment is old, and as Dave Hogue puts it,
the people that did this 70mm, they're either dead or retired.
Except for the folks at the AFI Silver and a handful of other artsy theaters. For your usual multiplex to show this movie, well, that's where Chapin Cutler comes in. He's the head of Boston Light and Sound, the company in charge of getting together all the old equipment, reels, lenses, and retrofitting theaters so they can show this movie.
In one case, we had to chop open a door that had been cemented shut and put the equipment up on the second floor by bringing in a forklift.
The print itself is pretty heavy, too. Chapin wanted this setup to be mostly plug-and-play, as little tinkering during the movie as possible. So in most theaters, the entire three-hour-plus movie comes on a single big reel.
The platter load itself weighs 220 pounds. It's about 4 feet in diameter.
It can take four people to carry. This is a lot of work, a lot of time, a lot of money to screen a movie that's mostly dudes hanging out in the same room talking. But Chapin mentions a scene that features Samuel L. Jackson and someone, no spoilers, speaks.
And he's tucked way up in the corner, and it's sort of like, whoa, there's some depth. You don't get that in 3D. You don't get that in any other way except in a format that's this wide.
For Tarantino, putting out a movie this way, it's bigger than him or his movie. This is from a promo video the studio released.
I'm guaranteeing to some degree or another, there will be 70mm film prints out there in the world screening for people who care.
Like the folks at the AFI Silver, Evangelicals for the Church of 70. Here's Michael Lupus again.
Let me ask you a question, Andrew. Have you ever seen 70mm?
I shake my head no, and he's both stunned and disappointed and can only make out half-formed sentences.
It's so clear and sharp and... Oh.
For Mike and the other people who care, this one's for you. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.